Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. To mark Trinity Sunday, our music historian brings us some timely hymns, among them one we owe to an English Catholic who set to music the words of a dramatic poem by a fellow countryman, a well-known cardinal, who Benedict XVI will place on the path to sainthood in a few months' time. That's in September during the Pope's apostolic journey to the United Kingdom. But I won't give too much away. If you wish to find out more, be sure to join our music historian, Monsignor Philip Whittemore.
An old man lay dying. Around his bed were his family and friends. The priest was there too. They were all praying with him as he prepared to pass from this world to the next. Knowing that he would soon meet his Maker, he made his profession of faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Firmly, I believe and truly, God is three and God is one. And I next acknowledge truly manhood taken by the Son.
Those words come from a dramatic poem by Cardinal John Henry Newman, The Dream of Gerontius. And the music is the work of another English Catholic, the composer Sir Edward Elgar. These days, the poem is remembered mainly because of Elgar's musical setting. But when Newman wrote it, in 1865, it made a great impression as literature in its own right. Many people compared it with Dante's Divine Comedy. In well-crafted verse, it describes not only the death of Gerontius, but his journey into the presence of God with his guardian angel and his gentle passage to purgatory. That heartfelt plea of the dying Christian spoke powerfully to people of all denominations in Victorian England. General Gordon, who died in 1884 at the siege of Khartoum, had a copy with him during his last campaign.
When I trust and hope most fully in that manhood crucified.
Taken out of their original setting, the verses we've been listening to make a fine hymn in honour of the Blessed Trinity, whose feast we celebrate this Sunday. That profession of faith by the dying Gerontius is essentially the same that we make every Sunday as we give praise and honour to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. There are several different tunes you can use for Newman's hymn, Firmly, I Believe and Truly. I know of at least four. Probably the one best known to Catholic congregations is an old German tune called Omni Die. Like many hymn tunes, this one has quite a long history. Omni Die Dic Mariae is a hymn text by St. Bernard in praise of Our Lady. We know it better today as Daily, Daily Sing to Mary. Early in the 17th century, a new tune for St. Bernard's Hymn was published in Germany. The tune has been simplified a bit over the centuries, but the name Omni Die has stuck. In fact, we sometimes use it for Daily, Daily, Sing to Mary, although I think most people today probably associate it more with Firmly, I Believe. I was saying earlier that the words of this hymn come from Cardinal Newman's poem The Dream of Gerontius, which Elgar set to music. The first London performance of Elgar's oratorio took place in Westminster Cathedral in June 1903, a fortnight before the death of another great English cardinal, Herbert Vaughan, 3rd Archbishop of Westminster. Vaughan left a great and lasting legacy to the English Catholic community, not least Westminster Cathedral itself. The recording we've just been listening to is sung by the choir of the Cardinal Vaughan Memorial School, founded by the Archbishops of England and Wales some 10 years after Vaughan's death. To hear them singing Newman's fine verse is to be reminded of many different strands in the English Catholic tradition. And to hear what they're singing about is to be reminded of the heart of our Catholic faith. Adoration a be given with and through the angelic host to the God of earth and heaven, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
And warm thanks there to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.